Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Cities all over America are run by Democrat criminals, and these criminals in turn allow lower level criminals to terrorize the citizens of the cities in which they live and in which these Democrats dominate. This has been going on for decades, and there is no scintilla of evidence that Democrats are doing anything to improve it. Yet, Democrat criminals are elected and reelected every election cycle. Is anybody bothering to question how this happens time and time again? How can you continue to elect people who don't care about you, say it to your face, prove it with everything that they do, every policy that they create, and you grin and bear it? I'm not buying it, folks. Would you willingly elect these people? The short answer is, of course not. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. I tell people all the time, Democrats cannot get elected if they don't cheat. It's antithetical to believe that they don't cheat to begin with. And when they can't get elected under their own banner, you want to know what they do? They switch, but they accuse us. They say, oh, all those Dixiecrats, all those bad Democrats switched to be Republicans back in the 1960s. That didn't happen, but let me tell you what the Democrats will do. In the Y2K, they will switch, but not because they want to become Republicans, the people who freed the slaves and educated black people and fought against all the egregious things, efforts that the Democrats did to dehumanize and marginalize black culture. The Democrats today will switch to act like they've become a Republican. I'm talking about real Republicans, not rhinos, so that they can then infiltrate the party. And that's exactly what's happened. And let me tell you, people like Mitch McConnell and Kevin McCarthy and others who are too stupid to recognize these folks, shame on them. But you know who the real shame belongs to? Us. If we can't pick out the people who are shills, who are fakes, charlatans, frauds, coming over on our side to pretend that they really care, shame on us. Because you know what? We should have a better sense about people. Thanks for being with me. 844-551-8255 if you want to give me a call. Criminals control cities. And you see the outcome. These cities are absolute hell holes. You've seen many videos. You heard about it. These smash and grab robberies that happen all the time. They go on every single day, multiple times a day. They aren't even looked at by the average shopper. And here's what's interesting. The people of quality, even when somebody's smashing and grabbing, walking out with complete immunity, you still walk up and pay for your stuff. You understand it. You know that these people have put their blood, sweat, and tears into their business, and you shouldn't do that. But let me tell you, these criminals will do it. And so what's the outcome? It's an inevitable outcome. The stores shut down. The consumers, us, we are left to pay this inflation, this criminal inflation that leftists willingly ignore. See, they don't factor that inflation in when they're giving you the numbers. The criminals, these leftist criminals, these in-power criminals, make excuses for these low-level criminals as well as making excuses for themselves because they are more woke than we are. They get why this theft and other criminal mayhem must occur. It is the cycle of life in Democrat politics because if you stop it, you stop Democrats, you stop leftists. See, without that cycle of violence and criminality, leftism doesn't exist. It needs that chaos. It feeds off that chaos. You can't handle the truth. You want me on that wall. You need me on that wall. Fox is guarding the hen houses, and they say, you need us. folks, crime is but one of the lies of the left. Blatant, in-your-face lies, as Democrats do nothing to curtail violent crime. The only thing you are left with is they must condone it, and by the way, they do condone it. Democrats, you guys have heard me say this if you've listened to this program any length of time. Democrats, they absolutely rely on the chaos created by crime. They can't invoke fear for you to want more government, want more of what they produce. And here are the ironies. You want more of what they produce, right? You want more police on the streets. You want more prison industrial complex. What do they fight against? Police on the streets and the prison industrial complex. So it's a complete dichotomy of what they claim they want and what they claim to want to fix. That's leftism. How could anyone possibly want it? How could anyone possibly want any leftist buffoon in charge of any city? And crime, like I said, is one of the, this is a small thing. It's one of the myriads of in-your-face lies. It would be different, folks, if most cities functioned properly. But most cities function universally bad. And name me one that you go, so Baltimore doesn't work, but I can't really use Cleveland. Well, Cleveland doesn't work, but, you know, Chicago, well, can we put Chicago? Well, maybe St. Louis, well, no, can't mention St. Louis. You can't mention a single city where crime isn't through the roof, going up, creeping up each, and yeah, oh, murder rate goes down a little bit, but grand larceny goes up, or this goes, you know, rapes go up, whatever. You can't, there's no city in this country that's making improvements. Not one. It would be different, folks, if you could point me somewhere and say, but Kevin, it works over here, it works here. The only where it works is when there is not a leftist in charge. That's the only time it works. I could give you stats. I could give you stats from 20. Well, how far do you want to go back? You'll get a little movement here or there. But let me tell you, it is a trend line heading up like a good stock. If you could invest in crime, you'd be a multimillionaire in a decade. That's the deal. Example after example of all these problems that the cities, that these leftists want to fix, right? Police oversight. They want to fix poverty. They want to fix homelessness. They want to fix education. Opportunity zones. Hey, I have an opportunity zone for you. You ready for this, people listening to the Kevin Jackson Network? The opportunity zone is America. When we come back, we're going to talk more about these in-your-face lies of the left.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Leftists lie to every special interest group in the country. And if you believe in the phrase special interest, you've been lied to yourself. See, to even call another group special interest is a lie. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson here listening to. See, you don't think about the lexicon, the words that much. You just hear, well, there's a special interest group for this, and there's a lobbyist for this special interest group, and of course, there's this special interest. We hear it, and it just goes through your mind like no big deal. It just becomes part of the lexicon, part of what you hear every day. You don't even interpret it. Special interest. Let me tell this to you. Let me tell this to you, okay? I have no more interest in black folks than I do white folks. I have no more interest in Asians than I do Latinos. I have no more interest in women than I do men, other than, you know, I mean, I'm interested in women, but not in the way that the leftists believe. But I'm saying, if you say to me, Kevin, what are the issues revolving around women, right, to choose? I have no more interest in women than I do men. I have no more interest in the gays than I do the not gays. See, I have interest in everybody. If you're a woman and you say to me, Kevin, you have no idea what it's like to have a monthly cycle or to have your breasts enlarged or engorged when you're about to give birth to a baby or whatever, you're exactly right. I'm interested, especially about that breast part. But so you're right. There's an interest. But I could say to you, well, you have no idea about what it's like to be running with your naughty bits on the outside. You've never felt that. You've never felt the pain that could, you know, come from your sex organs, if, for example, you were to be kicked in them, which I have been many times because of karate and martial arts, not because of that mean-spirited Miss Andrus. That's hater of men. No, it wasn't that. When I got kicked in the crotch by a woman, it was generally in a martial arts class, and it was my fault for exposing the naughty bits. You got to protect the naughty bits. Anyway, there's no such thing as special interest. There's interest. Oh, Kevin, surely you can say that there's special interest in the disabled. No, I have interest in the disabled. I'm curious about Asperger's syndrome and Down syndrome people, etc. I'm curious about people that just are too lazy and don't want to work. I'm curious, what drives you? There's a psychological curiosity for me about mankind. I like having conversations with people about, you know, what they do for a living, what are their dreams and hopes and goals, etc. I don't care. I've talked to people, walked up to them and said, tell me about yourself. Well, blah, 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 blah. They tell me their job, whatever. And I go, what? Out of curiosity, you know, you seem like you're a bit flamboyant. Do you happen to be a member of the LGBT? And yes, I am. And my pronouns are. And I'm like, really? Tell me about your pronouns. How'd you come to the conclusion that those were your pronouns? I'm genuinely interested. I don't buy into it, but I'm interested. But you're not special. But we buy this lie of special interest. Oh, Kevin, the special interest groups, black people are special interest. I don't give a crap about black people. Hey, I happen to be one, but I'm no more interested in my people. I know my people. I know my people as human beings who want what every other human being wants. They may want it a little differently. You want to delve into, you know, why I wanted an afro and you wanted to curl your hair. I don't know why white people do what they do with their hair, but I know why I want to do with my hair. That's certainly a bit of an intrigue, a little, you know, flavor to the conversation, but it isn't any different. People are trying to figure out what to do with their hair every day, and it doesn't matter what their nationality is. You're not special. But we got, women need the right to choose, and they need special abortion centers, and them men. Well, okay, fine. If you believe that, it happens to be a lie. Women can't get proper medical care. They can't, whatever. I made this comment the other day. It's funny how people who survive the abortion gauntlet are so hell-bent on determining who gets to be born now. I mean, don't you find that ironic? Truly the fox watching the hen house. It's a woman's right to choose. Yeah, well, it wouldn't be for me. If I were running the anti-abortion thing and had unlimited funds, I guarantee you, I would have leftist women with their mouths shut and their legs closed because they wouldn't be talking about the killing of black babies to the degree that they do. I would shut them down. By the way, same thing for education. But we're talking about leftist lies. We'll get to a lot of this stuff. I know lots of things happened over the weekends. I'll get to it, people. If you don't like it, go. You can go. But you won't, because you're getting a lot of good information. I ended the last segment by talking about the opportunity zones that all these leftist cities, we're going to create opportunity zones, and we're going to create empowerment zones, and we're going to create more opportunity and empowerment zones. They've got all kinds of euphemistic names for taking, you know, bringing, you know, turning urban blight into something significant. Oh, we're going to put more money into this and more money into that or whatever. They build community centers, they build all this crap, and black folks just ruin it, Latinos ruin it. It gets ruined because they don't teach people how to respect stuff. That's why By the way, I will repeat it. The biggest opportunity zone in the world is to be born an American. That is your biggest opportunity zone. And if you are fortunate enough to be born an American and you happen to have two parents that give a crap about your life, then welcome to the best opportunity zone you could possibly want. Doesn't matter whether you're rich or poor. Doesn't matter whether you're gay or straight. If you have those two things going for you, then you are in good shape. And God forbid you actually believe in a higher power, somebody that drives and directs your life, and you put your control, the control of your life, into the function of that higher being, you are going, that is as big a success as I can grant you right now. I pardon you. If you saw Schindler's List, you'll know what I'm referencing there. In other words, people, here's what I'm telling you. Get off your butt and do something with your lives. You either believe that's possible or you don't. And if you don't, that is the surest sign of leftism, or that you've been exposed. But you forget about COVID. See, it's easy to know leftism. Do you believe you are somebody? I don't want to get all Jesse Jackson on you, but I am somebody. Do you believe you're somebody? Do you believe you serve a purpose in the life or lives of people around you? I'm talking about a positive purpose. Because if you believe that, then you are not a leftist. And if you believe that as long as there's air in your lungs, you can fight the good fight and you will give it your all and you will leave a legacy for somebody. It doesn't, I'm not talking about you got to be Gandhi and Martin Luther King and Mother Teresa. I'm talking about you've impacted people and you know it and you feel good about it. That one little kid, that one employee, that one person that you touched. Let me tell you something, people. Don't disregard this. You've touched many. You've touched dozens, if not hundreds, if not thousands. You don't even know it. And you don't always get to hear about it. And that's the beauty of your light. That's the beauty of you being a conservatism. You've gotten off your butt and you've accomplished something. And for those of you who don't think you have, trust me, people have learned from you too. A sign of leftism is when you take away that optimism. When you tell people, you know, man, this America ain't doing nothing for me, man, y'all. I'm not standing for no flag. I'm not doing, yeah, fine. Leftist, leftist. Cop out, sell out. You're all of those. You should be ashamed for getting trapped in that mentality.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Consumers aren't feeling confident about the housing market as inflation and high mortgage rates are pricing many home buyers out of the market. Fannie Mae revealed just 17% of folks surveyed last month said it's the right time to purchase a home. It hasn't been that low since 2011. The survey also finding out just 67% say it's a good time to put their home on the market. Two key inflation reports highlight the week ahead on Wall Street. The Consumer Price Index for July will be released on Wednesday after it jumped 9.1% for the 12 months that end in June. Meantime, the Producer Price Index report comes out on Thursday. Ahmed Arbery's killer, Travis McMichael, is getting life in prison for his hate crime. McMichael fatally shot Arbery back in 2020. This is USA Radio News. Mediated by Egyptian officials, a ceasefire between Israel and Iran-backed Palestinian militants went into effect late Sunday night. While traveling in South Africa, Secretary of State Anthony Blinken talks about the ongoing tension.
So many countries in the region normalized their relationships. That's good for peace. That's good for security. It's good for the well-being of people. But it's also not a substitute for resolving the differences between Israel and the Palestinians.
Headaches are happening for many travelers across the country, even into August. Major airlines like American and Southwest are blaming the summertime thunderstorms and weather-related challenges for making the impact. Nasty storms have been sweeping the Midwest for the last few weeks. The summer hasn't been good for flight travelers since the beginning, as folks have been dealing with crew and pilot shortages, reduced flight schedules, and a record surge in travelers. This is USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
We are recapping leftist lies, folks, and there are plenty of them. The biggest lie is that they're confident that when leftists take over, things improve. Look at Joe Biden. Look at what Donald Trump left. Donald Trump left Joe Biden. I want to repeat that. Understand, I didn't miss my stutter. Oh, my goodness. So look at what Donald Trump left Joe Biden, what he left in place. And you know what? Democrats
always have a better start than the Republicans or whatever.
Joe Biden had the best first year of a president in a long time. Why? Because they inflated all the numbers. Joe Biden can brag,
I brought the deficit down. I did all these things.
It looks good on paper. But look at the outcome. See, that's the thing that leftists rely on.
Oh, I did great when so-and-so took over because this or that.
It was always somebody coming in and saving it. Look at, go back. I'm not going to take you through the history. Just go look at it. Every time this Democrat took over and this happened. Yeah, because a Republican was in there before him. They got voted out, probably cheated out. Then a Democrat comes in, rides on the coattail of that for a year like Joe Biden. But look at Joe Biden. He's in year two. And he's in triage. Joe Biden was cheated into office, and we got the results of it. By the way, you can't say Joe Biden was cheated into office. You can't even offer that as an idea, because that's verboten. In Nazi leftist America, you can't say those things. And the rhinos who sided with him, and we will prove this in Beyond the Mules, many Republicans sided with him. They say, move on. You got to move on, man. Clearly recognizing that the cheat occurred. See, the rhinos will admit, okay, we know they cheated, but there's nothing we can do about it. So just move on, Kev. Get those stats back. Let us get you the numbers. Let us make you millions of dollars so you'll keep your mouth shut. Because, Kevin, if you don't talk about the cheat, if you don't talk about how bad Joe Biden is, if you say what we want you to say, we'll give you access to the public that's ready to feed on you in a good way. Leftists want to pretend, folks, that this cheating never occurred, because leftists will, you ready, lie to your face. Welcome back. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. I talk about these things openly and honestly. I would say this, if it were the Republicans who cheated or the Democrats who cheated, I don't care. And I think you know I don't care. And I know this about you. Neither do you. We are not so dogmatically Republican or dogmatically libertarian or dogmatically independent that we say if the Democrats come up with something or if they need, if the same thing happened to them that happened to Trump, I'd be siding with them in a second. I side for truth. And I don't care. Obama got elected. I know there was cheating that went on, but they didn't need to cheat. McCain was toast. He was toast. But if he had been cheated out of it, I would have fought for Obama, tooth and nail. Anyway, the left, they cheat to your face. They lie to your face about it. They know you know that they cheated. Then they try to cover it up. Let's hold fraudulent hearings and we'll fix these insurrectionists is what they call us, right? The people that dare go to the Capitol and say, we don't think this election was fair. We don't think it was honest. So the next lie is that millions of armed Americans marched to D.C. to, quote, insurrect without a single weapon of the 800 million guns they're supposed to own appearing in the city. We went to a fight with nothing, armed with nothing but intellect and reason and common sense that said there's no way Joe Biden beat Donald Trump by that millions of votes and got millions of votes more than baby black Jesus. It just didn't happen. But we didn't take a weapon, but we supposedly charged the Capitol weaponless, knowing that there are these things called, you ready for this? Capitol Police. And then what do we find out that the Democrats don't want you to know? The whole, quote, insurrection was done by the Department of Justice, specifically members of the FBI who were trying to get people to become insurrectionists, and they wouldn't. They show footage of people in the Capitol looking as if they're in a museum looking at art. So then what do? They built Fort Pelosi to continue the lie of an insurrection. An insurrection where not one person was hurt by the millions of so-called insurrectionists or the million insurrectionists, not one of whom fired a single shot. That's what we're supposed to believe. See, I don't buy it. I look at things for what they are. And I look at, why are you selling this so hard? Why are you forcing people to go this route? The things that I just talked about, you can't say on social media. They will ban you. They will kick you off. They will not let you reach your audience. Well, you know what? I've determined, they ain't letting me reach my audience, fine. I appear to have one. I get mail from somebody every day. I get a phone call from somebody every single day, a text message or smoke signals or whatever saying, Kev, keep up the good work, Kev. And occasionally, some of you kick in a few shekels, enough to keep us going. But whether you do or you don't, we're still doing it. I don't know when I'll have to make the decision that I won't. But, you know, until God tells me to stop, I'm going to keep going because I think there is a purpose in all of this. Not to get all godly on you. People start reaching for the radio. Oh, he's starting to talk God. I may not be able to believe him. I was having a conversation with a friend, and she says, I was talking about, well, how are you surviving? Because you're doing a lot of campaign, you know, working on a lot of campaigns. She says, well, I'm a massage therapist. I do this, that, you know, all these little odd jobs. And she says, but my massage therapy job suffers a bit because I speak of, you know, I think it's a spiritual connection and all this. And she says, I start speaking of God. I go, between you and me, I go to Massage Envy. If they start speaking about God to me, I'm getting up and I'm going to get my money back. And it isn't because I'm not a Christ follower. It's just I'm there to relax. I don't need you proselytizing. I don't need you giving me your views on life or whatever. Play your little music, get your little aromatherapy, and get the work in, you know, with those elbows. Put those elbows in, you know, get the work in. That's it. And sweetheart of a person, but I'm saying I would get up. I don't want to hear about it. And let me tell you why. Because I believe in my heart of heart, people who constantly remind you of their spirituality and how godly they are the ones you got to keep your eye on. I tell you this all the time. And I know I'm a little off topic, but that's okay. It's my show. I am happy to tell people I'm a Christ follower. But I follow it up very quickly with, but I'm flawed. You want to know why I do that? Because I don't want people thinking, oh, Kevin's all sanctimonious. No, I am a flawed Christ follower. Christian, if you want to use that word. Flawed. I believe in God. I pray to God. I know God has dominion over my heart and my soul and my mind, but not all the time. And there are days where, you know, turn the other cheek. Yeah, well, you turn the other cheek, I'm going to pop you in that one too. You get what I'm saying? Steve Harvey does a comedy set where he says, I ain't got there yet in terms of his godliness. You do certain things to me, I'm going to do certain things back to you. I ain't got there yet. Well, I agree with you, Steve. I ain't got there yet. There's much that I still need to work on. But let me tell you, we try. So going back to this, I tell people I'm flawed because I want them to understand when you hear me talk about God, I want you to watch my actions more than I want you to watch my or hear my words. But I will tell you this because I think there is a bolstering that we need in this country to let people know, oh, so Kevin, you are, yes, I proudly admit this. I follow the Lord, making mistakes every single day. Not to go all Shatner on you, but I do, and so do you, and it's okay. But the ones who come at me with, God put me here, look, I heard you the first 15 times. Let's stop. I understand where you are. I believe God put you where you are. You don't even have to say it to me. I tell people all the time, if you want to make God chuckle, tell him you got a plan. Everything you do, the reason why we sit here, why you're listening to my voice right now is because of God. You get it? So let's not get too crazy over here. Lies is what we're talking about with these Democrats. They want you to believe the lie. That is the epitome of evil. That is the devil coming into your midst going, well, you know, I do think I can understand why people would say, well, Trump, you know, really shouldn't get a second chance. I mean, you know, he really is a mean guy, and he did talk about grabbing women by the hoo-ha. You know,
I know.
Yeah. Woo! He was so mean-spirited because Lord knows we've never had those conversations, men or women. You know, I wish we could have done this for every one of these sanctimonious suckers that talked about Trump going, well, he grabbed women by the hoo-ha. Everyone, I wish there'd been this thing that says, here's all the dirty things you've ever said, expose. As the old saying goes, he who lives in a glass house. Yeah. Going back to these insurrectionists, the big lie of this, right? Real anarchists, the BLM and Antifa, have caused hundreds of deaths. An estimated $2 billion in damage. And the FBI makes a handful of arrests. Yeah, I think there's a dual standard on this stuff.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again.
Ouch!
Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin 3 or more times per day, or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free, and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-432-8150. 800-432-8150. 800-432-8150. That's 800-432-8150.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
We're recapping the leftist lies, and there's too many. I mean, I could do 50 shows on any one of the leftist lies. By the way, we haven't heard a single thing out of Hunter Biden. I haven't heard anything about the number of refugees that have fled Ukraine. I haven't heard anything about how the war is supposedly going in Ukraine. I haven't heard anything about Iran's nuclear program. What about the climate people and all the nonsense that they've been spewing out? Where's all that? All the electric cars that are being built causing brownouts and you have no resale value on those cars. How many things can I tell you about that leftism has ruined and they are not saying a word? Mum's the word, as they say in Britain. Mum's the word, mum. So we talked about this supposed insurrection. No forts being built in Portland to protect their citizens, but they will build Fort Pelosi in D.C. to pretend to protect Democrat lawmakers from what? Insurrectionists is what they called them, who had no weapons, and many of whom now languish in prison as if they're war criminals. Police demonize folks, castrated from doing their jobs, except in D.C., where one of them actually shot Ashley Babbitt. No justice for her. Talking about these lies, you've heard them. Kevin Jackson's who I am, the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Let me tell you what you're not going to hear on this program. You will not hear me knowingly lie to you. I will give you my details. I will tell you the truth, even when the truth hurts. If Donald Trump does something crappy, and I've talked about him, I don't like what he did. Donald Trump's bragging about, I'm 6-0, I'm this and oh. You have made mistakes, and you need to own up to them. Is it some kind of game to him? No, I support him, but I don't support his choice of people. Donald Trump has not proven to me he can pick the right people. Has he gotten some right? Sure. We didn't need his help. Anyway, let me go back to their lies. The media lies to your face. Leftism doesn't lie behind your back. It lies to your face. There are no serious journalists on the left anymore. None. And for those people who want to report the truth, people like myself, people like you, you can't even do it. You can't even go on your personal page on Facebook and say, here's what I think to my limited little 40 family members or 30 this or whatever. One of my friends her name is Yvonne. She was at a Nordstrom's and they asked, did she want to donate to some LGBT, I forget the word they used, but it was a... teaching young kids that it's not just two genders, and they were going to donate money for everything you bought. And she goes, no, I'm not going to do that. And she posted something and said, I can't believe I'm shopping at Nordstrom's, and they want me to donate. And it wasn't grooming. It wasn't grooming, but it was a word like that. Like, we're going to teach these kids, but they use a different word. And so she put that up there and says, look, I just want to shop. I don't want to be... you know, proselytized to. I don't want anybody telling me, here's what you need to be thinking while you're shopping for your dress. Do you know somebody reported her to her, the people that, I'm not going to say what she does, but to what she does for a living, and now they are having to rule on whether or not she is homophobic? This is a woman that has done, she doesn't care about your homosexuality or your color or whatever. Never. And that's the way they did it. I told her, I said, I would sue everybody in the food chain, including the guy who reported me. Because she goes, can I ask you about a situation? And she called me up. And this is what it was. Got reported. But you try to discuss groomers on Google. They won't let you discuss it. They shut you down. The fraudulent election of 2020 will get you banned from Twitter and Facebook if you put that down. In other words, the truth, folks, cannot be discussed. It's amazing. And you get doxxed, there's a penalty for it. But let me tell you, one of my friends, she just won a $5.1 million lawsuit, sued Southwest Airlines and the union. You may have seen the story in the Daily Wire and elsewhere now. And they're appealing it. But you should read the union comments, the emails they pulled through, you know, by getting the discovery. And these people laughing at her. Because she asked one simple question. Why does my money, my union dues, go to this LGBT event in D.C. and I have not seen you make a single contribution or anything to Pro-Life Matters? That's a legitimate question for somebody want, you're taking money from for her to be in the union, and she wants to know, why are you not doing pro-life or pro-religious issues? I've never seen you do anything. And she documented all the things that her money had gone to, and they were, and they ridiculed her. Oh, look at her. Oh, we got one. And they even said, we need to target these people. We need to destroy them. Seek and destroy. Well, they did. Fired her. Said they colluded together, the company and the union, they fired her, and now 5.1 or whatever number million dollars later, she's got them. Now they've appealed it, which is going to do nothing except make it worse, because she and her husband have the wherewithal to forego this. So the point I'm making, fight back. In a conversation I had with her, I said, you know what I do? I go, I'd sue every one of these people, the union people, every one of these people in this email chain who got me fired. I would sue them personally. She says, you're reading my mind. That's what comes next. Good for her. See, let me tell you, these people get scared. In Maine, a father was kicked out of, they said, you can't come to on campus to see your daughter. You can't come to school board meetings, etc. He sued, and an Obama judge overruled the school. And now he's suing everybody in the food chain. Let me tell you what happens when these leftists get a lawsuit dropped on them. They go, and everybody around them goes, holy crap, I didn't think these people would do it. And when they can't stand behind the union, when there's not some big fat cat union lawyer ready to step up and save them, they back down. They're liars, disingenuous to their rotten cores. And I'm just recapping some leftist lies and giving you a little bit of quality, a little flavor to go with these lies to tell you we're winning. TPUSA got The View to back down. Did you hear what the View said once they got their cease and desist?
So on Monday, we talked about the fact that there were openly neo-Nazi demonstrators outside the Florida Student Action Summit of the Turning Point USA group. We want to make clear that these demonstrators were gathered outside the event and that they were not invited or endorsed by Turning Point USA. A Turning Point USA spokesman said the group, quote, 100% condemns those ideologies, and said Turning Point USA security tried to remove the neo-Nazis from the area but could not because they were on public property.
The View was forced to say that because they would have ended up in a lawsuit that would have cost them millions of dollars. Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. I'm just giving you a dose of the truth because, see, the truth can be discussed on this program, but it can't be discussed in many places you want to discuss it. You're afraid to put a bumper sticker on your car, a sign in your yard. You're afraid to talk about your own personal beliefs at your job. At the water fountain, in public, whatever. You won't wear your Trump hat. There's all kinds of ways they're suppressing your speech. Oh, you tell me you got your First Amendment rights. I got mine. I'm even going on a comedy tour, the Unapologetically American Comedy Tour, because I'm fighting for your rights via comedy. I'm saying the stuff, me and two other comedians, that you won't say because you're afraid to. That's okay. I'm happy to do it for you. I'm going to also continue to tell you when they're lying. Monkeypox, right? Now a national emergency, though it impacts less than 10,000 people and almost exclusively gay or bi males. But it's now a national issue. And who knows what they may do before the midterms because of monkeypox. You guys have heard me drone on. I feel like it's a broken record about vaccinations and the negative impact of vaccinations. Say that, you get banned. Alex Jones, for example, and I'm shifting gears quickly here, but I think you're getting the point. Alex Jones is now going to pay $4 million because he dares say, I don't know what he said, but there's nothing Alex Jones said that hurt that Sandy Hook family to the tune of $4 million. Nothing. They sued him. And when I talked to Alex, he wanted me to come on board and do some stuff, but he didn't know. He goes, I don't know what's going to happen with all this stuff. Well, now we know what happens. You say the wrong thing, you get sued for $4 million. Legitimate scientists, folks, are treated like pariahs because they actually want Americans to know the truth about vaccinations. It's impacted us to such a degree that people call my show, write to me, Kevin, you were wrong about these vaccinations. You're spreading misinformation. I was wrong about nothing. Let's talk Hollywood for just a second because I'm going to run out of time. But Hollywood is a cesspool for sexual and other deviants. Yet leftists promote Hollywood as some fantasy utopia. How many sexual deviants like Weinstein still remain in the shadows in Hollywood? Dozens, folks. The education system is now completely concerned with LGBT issues. We got transsexuals showing their nuggets while they read to our kids. They act like they're educating our kids, but they're not. They're absolutely ruining our children, but they will tell you to your face that you're wrong and they're right. When are you going to wake up?
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.